Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. A new casino could grace the banks of the Mystic River in the near future. Today, commissioners from the State Gaming Board approved a proposed $1.6 billion development by Wynn Resorts in Everett, just north of Boston.
Wynn agreed to a major concession today, which includes spending more money to mitigate traffic increases expected around Sullivan Square near the proposed site. That helped Wynn beat out a proposal by Mohegan Sun, which wanted to build a casino at Suffolk Downs in Revere.
Joining us now for more on the casino story is WBUR's Jack Lepiarz. He's been covering the story for months. Hi, Jack. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
So, conditional approval, says the commission, a 3-1 vote in favor of Wynn. Is this a done deal?
Pretty much. What that conditional approval means is that tomorrow morning, Wynn is going to come back. They're going to look at all the conditions that the commission has laid down. That includes this Sullivan Square traffic plan that was such a big sticking point, proposed redesign of the exterior building. But all of those, the Wynn has already come to the conclusion that it will accept. So, and for all intents and purposes, yes, this is a done deal.
Okay, so the commission appeared to give greater weight to the Wynn proposal because of its plans for economic development and financing. So tell us about what pushed Wynn over the edge here.
Well, it's just like you said, economic development and financing. First off, Wynn proposal would create 3,400 to 3,500 new jobs. The Mohegan Sun proposal was closer to the 23-24 range. So they had a lead in jobs. In terms of what those workers get paid, it was much higher. I think it was a difference of $30 million in terms of payroll. The other issue was Mohegan Sun's debt-to-equity ratio. Mohegan Sun was putting up a lot less equity to build a casino that was, put frankly, a lot less expensive. The Wynn proposal, $1.6 billion. The Mohegan Sun proposal, $1.1 billion. And then there was also the issue of this site in Everett is an old chemical factory. It's a very dirty site. The prospect of cleaning up this site and making it, you know, not only livable, but a destination is a big attraction.
Now, say more about these concessions that Wynn agreed to. This was to address what was considered one of the chief weaknesses of the Everett site. So what did the folks, what did the Wynn folks agree to?
Well, the big one is Sullivan Square. The Wynn traffic plan for Sullivan Square had been roundly criticizing for ignoring parts of Sullivan Square. Some critics said that it didn't address traffic in Sullivan Square at all. So what they are agreeing essentially is they're going to pay a big chunk of money to help redesign Sullivan Square. But the other sticking point, and this was the big one, is that for every car that goes through Sullivan Square above their peak projections, they're going to pay a $20,000 fine. So if you project 2,000 cars to go through Sullivan Square en route to the Wynn Casino, if 2,100 cars go through, you're paying a $4 million fine.
Yeah.
The commission wanted that to be an unlimited fine. They finally agreed to cap it at $20 million so that they're not faced with a potential $200 million fine.
Okay. So the decision in favor of Wynn is a decision against Mohegan Sun, which had hoped to get approval for a casino at Suffolk Downs Racetrack in Revere. And here's a statement that was just released by Suffolk Downs Chief Operating Officer Chip Tuttle. I'll read just a part of it. We are extraordinarily disappointed as this action is likely to cost the Commonwealth thousands of jobs, small businesses, and family farms. We will be meeting with employees and horsemen over the next several days to talk about how we wind down racing operations as a 79-year legacy of thoroughbred racing in Massachusetts will be coming to an end, resulting in unemployment and uncertainty for many hardworking people. So, Jack, does this mean, is this indeed the end of the Suffolk Downs racetrack?
For all intents and purposes, absolutely. They've lost something like $50 million since 2007, and the owners have been holding out even amid all of these losses with the hope that, as Chip Tuttle told me earlier this summer, that there could be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, that they might get a casino license. Without this, I mean, you've seen it across the country. Racetracks are just not able to operate unless they're these big marquee racetracks, like where they hold the Kentucky Derby or the Belmont Stakes or the Preakness. they are not able to operate without some kind of expanded gaming.
Now, of course, all this could be changed by voters in November. And here's a statement from John Ribeiro from the anti-casino group Repeal the Casino Deal. He says the Gambling Commission has created a Class A mess by picking one of two incredibly flawed proposals wrapped in controversy, conflict, and ongoing criminal investigations. So, Jack, where does this process go from here? What's the next step?
Well, the next step, of course, is November elections and seeing how that vote turns out. Polls have been showing, an increasing support for casinos, so that at least at the moment looks unlikely to pass. As far as construction for Wynn, they need to clean up that site first before they can start construction. That's expected to be at about a six-month timetable. What they're looking at is 30 to 36 months. So, assuming everything goes to plan, nothing gets held back, permits aren't delayed, we could see a casino on the banks of the Mystic River by 2017.
All right. That's WBUR reporter Jack Lepiarz reporting on today's vote by the State Gaming Commission to approve a proposed casino in Everett. Jack, thanks so much.
You're welcome.